Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're live, and we'd love to hear from you at 888-723-4630.
Did you look up what you wanted to know?
I can't find it.
You can't?
No, it's because it's not... I'm opted into it, but I don't have any listings that qualify, and I can't find my email that I got. So you got to keep these emails, especially for a beta program, because that's where the information is when you get the invite, and I don't know where that is right now. So
we'll
and
figure it out.
I'll have to ask, but I can't ask right now.
We'll figure it out.
Right.
I'll tell you something we do have figured out, though. It is time for some shipping tips. From Eric Nash with Stamps.com with his live report. Hey, Eric, take it away.
Hey, Lee and Griff. Hope both doing great today. Well, for today's shipping topic, I'm just going to talk about international shipping here. And as most sellers know, the international market is a great way to grow your sales. eMarketer, a publication everybody's very aware of, they state that in 2015, 86%, that's 86, of the total e-commerce market is going to be outside the U.S. And of course, demand for American-made products seems to be growing and is getting higher than ever. Fortunately, most eBay sellers already know this because, as of course you, Lee and Griff, you guys have both been promoting international sales through your radio show, and eBay's been pushing it quite a bit for years as well. And they've got the global shipping program, too, to make it all easy. But there's still sellers out there who self-fulfill and, for international sales, and, maybe they might have products that are prohibited with the GSP program, or they want to use a different type of mail class, or they just maybe like to do it themselves. So for those types of people, we are excited to announce that Stamps.com just released the complete guide, and I mean complete guide, to international shipping with the U.S. Postal Service. It's a free PDF, and it discusses every possible topic for how to ship packages across the world. It's got sections on packaging tips for international delivery, instructions for how to complete a USPS customs form and which form you should use, detailed descriptions of all the USPS mail classes, how international package tracking work is always package tracking is always a big thing with for international sales, and it's just got a ton of other stuff in there that kind of helps everybody understand international shipping, and so you can download this free guide at the Stamps.com blog. It's located at http://blog.stamps.com. And again, that's blog.stamps.com. If you just do a Google search, you can find it. And even if you are using the Global Shipping Program, it's still a great idea to understand how the whole process works. So I highly suggest you download this free ebook. Again, it's free. You don't have to put anything into it. You just click on it and open up the PDF and save it to your computer. And so with that, I'll send it back to you.
Well, thank you so much. So that's at Stamps.com. What else do we
click? That's our blog, which is blog.stamps.com. If you go to the Stamps.com website, you should see the blog listed down at the bottom corner. So it's a cool guide, and we have a ton of guides in there, so feel free to click around and look at some other free guides as well.
That's Eric Nash with Stamps.com. Thank you, Eric. Have yourself a good day. Our telephone number is 888-723-4630. We have some open lines, also known as 888-RADIO-30. And if for some reason you're too shy to call in, maybe you're on your day job, maybe you just would rather not, you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. And we'll be happy to read your email over the air. And if possible, Griff and I might be able to help you with an issue or two or three or four.
We hope,
yes.
We'll do our best.
So you're not taking anything for your cold, right? So here's what I'm thinking. Any of you listening right now have an idea for Griff with his cold, it's got to be something he can get on eBay.
What?
Either it's got to be something he can do at home, homemade, or it has to be something he can buy on eBay to help his cold. 888-723-4630. Any good old-fashioned cold remedies? And I just went on eBay, and there are 475 listings for cold remedies.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking nothing, correct?
I'm taking... I don't believe in remedies. The common cold can't be cured. I have...
No, but they can be relieved.
Well, relieved,
the
yeah.
Symptoms can be relieved.
I'm taking some cold pills. I don't know. They've got cold things in them.
Okay.
And colds just wear, you know, they wear themselves out.
Yes, they do. Eventually.
Yeah.
But they can take their toll, so you have to be careful. I saw a report the other day about how not to catch colds at all.
Yeah.
Number one thing, do not put your fingers in your eyes or your mouth.
Oh, that's a given, yeah.
And wash your hands many times a day.
Yes, I do that.
Don't shake hands anymore. Fist bump. Don't get in closed quarters with people who have a cold, like the very good friend that drove you in his or her car.
Yesterday
is a good friend.
Well, maybe not today if she caught my cold.
Exactly.
I didn't breathe on her. I breathed out the window.
Yeah, well, you know. And, of course, there's always the airline thing, you know, getting on airplanes and
that's
stuff.
That's the worst thing
you
can do.
You've got that air coming over and over again. You
it's
know,
an
the
aluminum tube. It's basically a flying Petri dish.
Yes, it is. Right. And I also heard the latest. It has nothing to do with eBay, but one of the airlines, I think it's like Uzbekistan or somewhere, is going to start weighing passengers along with their luggage. So if you weigh too much, you have to pay more.
Oh.
That'll scare the heck out of
them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to put you and your luggage on the scale.
On the scale.
On the scale, and then see what's going on. So that's something to look forward to, maybe in our future. So I'd like to remind you to join Griff and Jeff Terrell each Wednesday between 1 and 2 p.m. for the weekly chat with eBay staff. As you know, Jeff is eBay's Director of Community, and he and Griff want to focus on sellers by helping buyers and sellers connect with each other and with eBay. And if you'd like to join in, you can go to the community link at the bottom of any page, any eBay page, then go to the discussion boards and find the link to Inside eBay Weekly Chat with eBay staff. And you can find out what the eBay community, what the community is thinking about, or ask about your own eBay concerns. So that's Jeff, eBay's Director of Community, and Griff on Wednesdays between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. for their weekly chat. Jim from Wall, New Jersey, known on eBay as the Curated Clothier, also a first-time caller. Jim, it's so great to have you on the show. What's your question or comment?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I had a question about accepting other forms of payment as a seller. With you guys splitting from PayPal, I noticed that there are options to use Skrill and ProPay.
Yes.
However, I'm having some trouble getting them set up. It might be something through like the back-end API. I'm not sure. I wonder if you knew anything about that.
I have no idea.
You know, we need to have somebody on to talk about that.
Well, and I think, so I don't think that they're very popular payment options for buyers in the United States.
Definitely not.
Right. They're definitely more popular in other countries, but I got to be honest, I wouldn't be, I would not personally as a seller add them to my listing. I just, PayPal works. But okay. If you're having an issue, you can send the details to me. I can forward it to someone and have a look at it. But I unfortunately can't really address it on the air.
Okay, yeah, no problem. My thinking was just that maybe I could get like 5 or 10 more, 10% more buyers. That's all.
It could happen.
Yeah,
we need to do some research into that, I think.
Hmm.
Okay. Maybe have somebody on the show and, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. And Griff,
you don't seem too excited about it, Griff.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay, that was great. I have no problem with it. It's awesome. But if some people don't want to use PayPal and they feel more comfortable with something else, then I'd be happy to try and help them.
Yeah,
so is yours the Curated Clothier?
Yeah.
Because I can't. Okay, I put in Curated Clothier. Okay. Okay. So Brooks Brothers dress shirt.
Yep. That's the staple.
Under Armour. I never heard of this. Emenegildo Zegna. You know that brand name? Dress
of course,
shirt?
Yes. That's the, you know, the tie I bought for an outrageous moment.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emenegildo Zegna.
Okay. Yeah.
And what do you use to take your pictures with, Jim?
I just use a simple, I guess it's a point-and-shoot Nikon or... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Those are good.
Nothing fancy. I learned how to use the settings on it, and I adjust the lighting, so...
And how long have you been selling on eBay?
Since fall of 2013. I've been doing it for maybe like 10 years on and off, but...
He's got a feedback score of 1,978, top rated plus.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's hard work, but it's really fun.
Okay, Jim, so I guess what Griff is telling you is don't worry about the Skrill and the ProPay, that most people still, you know, are using PayPal and probably will continue to do it. But in the meantime, we'll see what we can dig up about these two things for you.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Thanks. Jim. 888-RADIO-30. Mm-hmm. 888-723-4633.
So I don't know if Patty from Florida is listening, but I posted it on the chat board. If you want to start, if you've recently received an invitation to be part of the incremental rollout beta release of the Promoted Listings Program, and you don't have your email, you can access what is called the Promoted Listing Dashboard by going to a link that I posted on the chat board. And it's, I'm going to say it once, because if you're not in the program, the link won't take you anywhere. Why aren't I in the program? You will be in the future.
That's good to know.
So I'll do that when we come back. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. 888-723-4630 to reach Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work auto-magically. Brand labels with your logo, even tailor notification emails to suit your business, so every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 335.
Negotiating at estate sales and swap meets should be a win-win for both parties. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as Mr. Customer Service. He says don't insult the seller.
People don't know how to negotiate and insult the sellers all the time. Say something costs, they want $100. And they go, I'll give you $40. That's an insult. Get out of here. You can't insult the person. The only way you can make an offer like that is if you preface your offer. You say, look, I want to make an offer. It's going to be low. I want to make sure I don't insult you. And you say, hey, it sells for $80 on eBay. I'm willing to pay $40. And, of course, I take the fees. And they go, huh, okay, well, I can do it. I'll do $40.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great, but now we want to listen to you.
give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Now, you should bundle your questions and call us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. What were you talking about when we left?
Promoted listings. Yeah.
So the Promoted Listings Program, which is available by invite at the moment, it's beta, is rolling out to more and more sellers. And yesterday we did a webinar, and Patty called, and she wanted to know how you access your current campaigns. And there is a dashboard, but the only way to get to it is to bookmark this URL, which is pls.ebay.com, pls.ebay.com, /PLSweb/PLWelcome. So it's pls.ebay.com/PLSweb/PLWelcome. And bookmark that so that you can access it quickly in the future. I have one campaign going. I have one listing that actually qualifies. It's fixed price, new, and it's in clothing, shoes, and accessories. So I have two shirts that are new, identical, in a single listing. So that it's multiple quantity listings in specific certain categories for now. The items have to be in new condition, and you can create a campaign. So I created a campaign for my two shirts.
Oh, how did it go?
Yes. I don't know. I just created it.
Oh, you just did it?
Right.
Oh, well, let us know how it works.
Well, we'll see. So there's a dashboard that you can view your current campaigns. What's great about this feature, and I believe the webinar will be available on the webinar page in Seller Information Center to anyone, I think, is that there's no cost to this until the item sells. So it's not, pay for action? I forget what we call it now. Where it's not pay for click. You don't pay for the item unless someone clicks on the promoted listing in search results and then purchases the item. And if they purchase the item, then you pay the percentage you allotted for that campaign. So I allotted a 2%. I learned yesterday you can allot up to 20%. Obviously, the more percentage that you're willing to donate or pay for the service, the more often or your item will appear in relevant search results as a promoted listing. I haven't tested it yet. I'm on the radio show. I can't. So it's pretty cool. See how it works. No one's bought these shirts yet.
Well, let's see what happens.
Well, they may not, because the thing is that they're probably not that, you know, they're not that hot. And just because they're promoted doesn't mean they're going to be hotter. But we'll see. I'll see. You know, you at least can see how many views you get. So,
yeah, and it'll be interesting as we go along with this to hear feedback from people to see what worked and what didn't.
Yeah.
The types of things that they promoted. I'll be very interested to hear that. So, Griff, I just went into the fourth page, single-spaced, of an Excel spreadsheet with all of my passwords on it. I'm into my fourth page.
Really?
Yeah, so there's like a couple of hundred, I guess.
Wow.
So I was noticing that eBay's head of security for marketplaces, Rick Orloff, was interviewed by the Associated Press about site security.
Oh.
And basically he was talking about how retailers are just one class of companies that face the constant barrage of cyber attacks. And most of these attempted hacks fall into one of three categories.
Yeah.
Including those hackers who are looking to make money. And he went on to say that in most cases, people's greatest vulnerability is password reuse.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, me too. Don't even go there. So I have started, little by little, changing my passwords, but you know what? I'm changing them to something that all is the same again.
Yeah.
Your passwords to financial sites in particular, such as PayPal and your bank, should be significantly different from your other passwords.
Duly noted.
So if you're usually saying, you know, Bobby's password 123 on everything, for your bank or PayPal or any financial institution, it should be something totally and completely different.
Okay.
And, of course, another major threat to cybersecurity is phishing attacks. And you just don't open anything if you don't know the person.
Yeah.
Don't click on it. And also, Griff, we've known this for a lot of years now, but eBay has a war room dedicated to fending off and responding to these data breaches.
Mm-hmm.
And now they share this information with other companies who experience similar attacks. And the company's goal and Orloff's mission is to constantly find new ways to improve security. So we've asked Melissa to book him as a guest on the program. We thought that might be interesting.
That would be very interesting, yes.
Site security. And yeah, we've all done it. So where do you keep your passwords in a spreadsheet? Or
no, I have a system. So I keep my passwords in a place, which I won't tell you, but I never display the... I have a series of mnemonics that I use.
I do that, too.
So that what you see is a bunch of asterisks and maybe one thing, and then an indication, a hint, that No, I don't actually ever, any place, type out my full password.
So if your password was 123, I love you, you might put one... Y, I love you, and you would know that it meant that one Y. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. 888-723-4630. Join us in our second hour coming up right now on Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit Roadie.com.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.